From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. USDA released its crop production and world ag supply and demand estimates report on Monday. Chad Smith has more on what the numbers revealed.
Two key USDA reports showed that U.S. farmers are set to produce a big crop this fall. Betty Resnick, an economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the production number looks especially good for soybeans.
Corn is projected to have a record yield of 183.1 bushels an acre, up 3.3 from last year's record and above trend line. For soybeans, they're projected to have a record yield at 53.2 bushels an acre and are also above trend line. The August WASDE and crop production report also reported 1 million additional planted acres of soybeans. So overall, soybean production is up over 10% from last year. And ending stocks are up 24% from just the July report.
Resnick says August is a crucial time for assessing the expected productivity of U.S. crops.
The August crop production report is the first month where we have survey and satellite data informing yield estimates for both corn and soybeans. It also incorporates Farm Service Agency certified acreage data into its crop production estimates. So we're getting closer to an end result on those crop production estimates.
She says to keep an eye on crop progress throughout the next couple of months.
August is the most important month for soybean growth and development, so everyone's be watching the weather to see what happens for the rest of the month and see its impacts on yields. In terms of reports, every Monday generally, we get crop progress and condition reports, and the next major crop production and WASDE reports will be on September 12th.
Chad Smith, Washington.
The EPA has ordered an emergency suspension. More on that when Farm Weekend returns.
Frustrated with your current healthcare coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture is sharing notice that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has ordered the emergency suspension of all registrations of pesticide products containing the active ingredient DCPA. EPA previously approved registration for pesticide products containing DCPA to control weeds in both agricultural and non-agricultural sites, including non-residential turf sites, nursery stock, and produce. KDA's Pesticide and Fertilizer Program oversees the use of pesticides in the state. Additional information about the emergency suspension of DCPA, including the text of the emergency order, can be found at the EPA website at www.epa.gov. Farm Bureau members are invited to the Kansas Farm Bureau Member Appreciation Event at the Wichita Wind Surge baseball game on Friday, September 13th and/or Saturday, September 14th. This event sold out the last 2 years, so we've added an additional night. Tickets are $15 and include a 2-hour buffet, soda, water, and a ticket to the game. The deadline for tickets is Monday, September 2nd, so grab those tickets by visiting www.kfb.org/news. Next, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munt.
People in agriculture love to come together for a meal or celebration to catch up with neighbors. Over the last few years, I've attended many County Farm Bureau annual meetings. No two meetings are the same, but they cover essential business, provide information or entertainment, and my favorite part, recognition. Awards like Century Farm, Farm Family of the Year, Friends of Agriculture, and the Natural Resources Award. Farmers don't seek or get a lot of recognition, but it's interesting to hear how they've changed and adapted to help make their communities better. It's also fun to meet new people and catch up with friends from all over on life and crops. There's something incredibly affirming about being in a room full of people who share your values, goals, and challenges. Whether you're a farmer or not, there are organizations and businesses in your community hosting meetings and celebrations. Make time to attend an event because we need to celebrate each other's success and look forward to better ways. We need to appreciate our community and the people in it.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.